Next, we welcome Lori Trueheart of Supreme Perfection of Fairhaven, which is a nonprofit dance studio that supports young people in the performing arts. They're staging an interesting fundraiser that we're going to tell you about in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to chat with Lori for just a moment. You know, Lori, I was reading, I believe, the website, and I stumbled upon the fact that apparently after college you started working in corrections, and that's a long way from the dance floor. So tell us about that journey.
So from the time that I was a small child, I was very interested in true crime. Mm-hmm. And all three of my daughters have an interest at different aspects of it. And we actually have a podcast coming out that revolves around that. And I have always wanted to do it. So when I graduated from high school, I went and got a handcuff tattoo saying that that would not make my journey through college. I wouldn't veer off another way. And I did an internship at the Bristol County Sheriff's Office and was hired as a dispatcher third shift and made my way to Monday through Friday social work position and mm-hmm. work there. And then had my daughter and fell in love with everything about seeing her on stage. She fell in love with it. And so here we are, three daughters later and still on that stage. So a little bit of a difference, but.
But as a youngster, you were not a performer.
I took dance class, but I actually stopped by the time I hit middle school.
Okay.
So I think times have changed and keeping your kids involved in things. I was a latchkey kid. You don't hear much about those nowadays. Mm-hmm. So keeping your kids involved, starting them early and finding their niche. It just happens that all three of my daughters love everything about the arts and would stay on the stage forever.
So that's what led you.
Correct.
Into this situation.
That is correct. And the art are a wonderful way to express yourself. All three of my daughters are very different. And I feel like the arts is something that isn't always available to everybody. I homeschool my children, so they do not have the same opportunities that kids that do go to public school, that's part of their curriculum.
Right.
So to go beyond that and start different things, we started our nonprofit back in 2016, the Supreme Perfectionist, Inc., mm-hmm. Myself and several mothers were trying to figure out how we could do everything that our kids wanted to do. And everyone would ask, like, well, how do your kids do this? I saw them in the newspaper. They were on the radio as guests. How can we get involved? And it is costly. You're traveling. You might stay in a hotel. The costumes. So we started the nonprofit so we could get corporations and the community involved. And it has now evolved into thinking outside of the box. So here we are with our jail and bail.
All right. So we're going to talk about jail and bail in a few minutes here. You apparently have directed other people to significant careers in modeling, voiceover work, and commercials. Now, your work with these kids, that's great. How did you build a network of people to make the contacts in order to get them and, you know, get them recruited for the arts?
A lot of times people don't believe. Sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times my two youngest daughters, which are now 13 and 14, they were quote unquote discovered by a world famous fashion designer while we were in Disney. Mm-hmm. And she had given me her card. Then she reached out and now we have traveled with her over the past few years. And I've been able to become her casting director mm-hmm. by making that connection. So I'm able to bring other local children. We just got back from New York Fashion Week. We've gone to LA Fashion Week. We were supposed to be in Paris this coming week. That's coming up.
Yeah.
My daughter has made a decision to do something else in the arts that she loves. And again, people will come over and be like, oh, they saw an article in the newspaper or they heard something on the radio and they wanted to know, how do I get my child involved? So they come in, they work with me. I do group classes and I also work with individuals. And I do the casting working with them. Once I get the casting, we look at exactly what it is. And if they're willing to put in the work, I can help them. I've made a lot of different connections. We were on a movie set last week with some of our kids. And we have a lot more coming up. We do every community event. We volunteer a lot, and you never know who is out there watching and who's going to approach you.
Good point. As a matter of fact, you did, one of your daughters was involved in a movie with Mark Wahlberg. Is that correct?
That is correct. It'll be coming out, I'm assuming, within the next year. And actually, I have both my daughters and several of our students have whole dates right now to be back on set with that film as well.
Okay.
So we're hoping prior to, they've worked with Castle Rock, Stephen King, Defending Jacob, The Society. Yeah. There's a lot that goes in on the East Coast that people don't realize. They think it's only in New York and LA, and that is not true. So connecting with a studio or a nonprofit that has these connections and takes the time to put the work in to find these out definitely is a plus.
You know, it's great. Your daughter, it must be quite an experience, and I wish her all the best in the world, all the success in the world, and you too. But not everybody is going to be a star. Not every kid that comes through Supreme Perfection is going to be in the movies or on Broadway. That's just the way it is. That's the way life is. So how do you handle that situation?
We work with a lot of local community events to give everybody that extra feeling that the spotlight is on them. You're correct. If they're looking for a five-year-old of a certain ethnicity and I don't have somebody that falls into that category, they're not going to get it. However, we do a lot of community events. You'll be able to see all of our acting and modeling students at the Fairhaven Town Hall Halloween event, which is coming up on Thursday the 30th. We work with Toys for Tots and the Marines. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to be seen there in Macy's. We put on an annual holiday show. And so I do make sure that all of the kids do get the spotlight put on them. And every opportunity that comes in, I make sure to share. But it is a lot on the parents as well. And so we have a very great community of parents that are willing to do everything to try to get that special spotlight on their child.
How about students? How many are currently enrolled and what ages?
So we take children of any age. Our youngest right now is 2 and our oldest will be 18. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a range. And sorry.
Oldest?
18.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Youngest? 2?
2.
3? Okay. What are you trying to build at Supreme Perfection? What is it? What's the mission?
For our mission for the nonprofit is that anyone who wants to take the performing arts to the next level has that opportunity. We don't want finances to discourage anybody from chasing after their dreams. We try to make each of their dream a reality. And if they're willing to put in the work and the extra time, because fundraising is extra time, then we will help them get there. Again, we're able to bring children to events, me being the casting director for a designer at New York Fashion Week. We're able to bring our children without experience to be able to partake in that, and they can fundraise for that.
All right. Good lead in, Lori. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Lori Trueheart, acting and modeling instructor and pageant coach at Supreme Perfection, a dance studio in Fairhaven. Well, every nonprofit, no matter what they do, need to raise money every once in a while. Supreme Perfection's fundraiser is a celebrity jail and bail. So tell us about it. First of all, when and where?
So our kickoff is going to be Friday, October 10th. depending upon, we may do one beforehand, but we'll let you know. And we are going to be doing it, location to be determined, but our lockup is going to be a city councilor.
Okay.
And Mr. Ian Avery has volunteered to be our first lockup, and he will have a bail set. And nowadays things are a little different. He'll be able to have his cell phone on him, unlike a true inmate, but he'll have to be doing his own bail calls, and he'll have to raise that money in order to get out of that jail cell.
All right. So I think you picked a good person to be in the behind bars, actually, because he knows a lot of people. And the key to a jail and bail, frankly, is knowing a lot of people, because sometimes it's tough to raise money. So, but that's that, I'm sure, you, if you pick the right celebrity, you can make it happen. So this is going to be like one per day, one person per day.
We're open to, if anyone wants to reach out, we actually have your own gazelle is mm-hmm. actually being locked up on Wednesday the 29th.
Gazelle knows a lot of people.
Gazelle needs to make his bail or he's going to be stuck there. He will be right on Route 6 yeah. on that evening. And yes, knowing a lot of people, raising funds. As you said, any nonprofit, that's what keeps us going. We want to make sure any child that has a dream of being able to enter the competition world, whether it be acting, modeling, dancing, pageantry, that we are able to assist them with those funds. And what better way to do that than something different? So we are looking for anybody, school principals, owners of businesses, your boss, whoever would be willing to donate any amount of time and be able to make those bail calls. We can do it during the day. That's the joy, again, of homeschooling. It's part of our curriculum. My daughters are learning to reach out to people and ask them and how to run a nonprofit as well. So we will be doing many events, and you will see us. I know we have the Grinch coming up for the holidays. I think his bail is going to be to keep him in so he doesn't steal Christmas as opposed to getting him out.
All right. So at least one a month? Is that kind of the plan?
At least once a month.
All right. So do you have a financial goal with this, or are you just hoping to get as much as you can, collect as much money as you can?
Typically, our nonprofit raises approximately about $120,000 to $150,000 a year.
Yep.
With the increase of everything, we are looking to raise over $200,000 a year for this year. So we certainly are hoping that we get local celebrities and well-known people that can raise it. So our goal, which our year for the performing arts ends in June, our goal would be to raise $20,000 with sure. the jail and bail.
Okay. Will the money raised cover operating costs, or will it, or is there some special project you want to use it for?
We are going to use it for a special project this year. Our nonprofit competitive team is traveling to Virginia Beach mm-hmm. for nationals. So we're hoping to help offset the cost of those 25 kids heading out there. That will include travel, hotel costs, as well as their competition fees and costuming. And again, we do donate a lot, not just to the students who wish to participate in the performing arts. You will see us out in the community. We've already adopted several families for the holidays. We're filling food pantries right now. We are a full nonprofit, so dedicated to raising funds for the arts, but certainly out in the community and doing more events.
Doing all it can. Okay. If folks just want to make a donation, how can they do that?
The nonprofit has a Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Everything is under Supreme Perfectionists, Inc. Or you can always call the studio Supreme Perfection Studios. And I am not only just the acting and modeling coach there, I am also the studio manager. so I can connect with that. We take cash donations, electronic donations. You'll see us out in the community every weekend somewhere in the greater New Bedford area. We are out fundraising at local retail stores and all the stores that invite us in to do that. So we appreciate them.
All right. My guest has been Lori Trueheart, an acting and modeling instructor at Supreme Perfection of Fairhaven. What's the address for Supreme?
It is 148 Huddleston Avenue, right behind Gene's Famous Seafood.
All right. And that studio, Supreme Perfection, encourages young people to take part in the performing arts. They're holding a fundraiser starting on October 10th, the Celebrity Jail and Bail. You get a phone call, help out if you can. There you go. Lori, thanks for coming in. Thanks for sharing a little bit about yourself. Had to ask you about the corrections thing, since you're holding a jail and bail fundraiser. But I do wish you a lot of luck with this.
I appreciate you having me, and we look forward to hopefully having you be locked up.
Well, I won't make any comment at this time, but that's an interesting thought. Up next, the Fairhaven Church, 100 years old, and parish leaders asking for your help to maintain that century-old institution. Coming up next on Town Square Sunday. Stay with us.